Aspen Films Academy screenings begin today. The event screens films that are generating Oscar buzz for both the general public and members of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The festival kicks off with Amazing Grace, a documentary about a legendary gospel performance by the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin recorded her best-selling album, Amazing Grace, in front of an audience of gospel fans at New Temple Missionary Baptist Church in 1972. Filmmaker Sidney Pollack shot the two-day performance, but problems with syncing the sound with the images made the footage unusable. The documentary's producer, Alan Elliott, took up the project about 11 years ago. He turned all the original film over to a Hollywood laboratory with the technology to fix the error.
Luckily, I didn't have to spend the horrible time that Sidney did after he filmed it in 1972, not being able to see that footage sunk together and only being able to have the memory of how special the nights were.
The film seems raw. There are no interviews. It simply puts viewers in the church pews as Franklin belts out gospel tunes with sweat pouring off her face. However, Elliott says he brought a structure to the movie that was heavily influenced by musical theater.
The introduction of the characters sort of in a very casual way, going into the first song, which is in Broadway parlance, what they call an I Wish song. And that sort of starts out the movie, which is Aretha's favorite song in the movie, which is Holy, Holy.
Toward the end of her life, Franklin sued to block the film from being released. She never said why, but Elliott has a theory. He thinks seeing herself at the height of her powers in 1972, as she was suffering from pancreatic cancer 40 years later, was simply too emotional.
The movie, although it's very up-tempo, is really a mortality check, and I can only imagine what it might have been for her, being as sick as she was.
After Franklin's death in 2016, Elliott rented out a theater in Detroit and screened Amazing Grace for Franklin's extended family.
It was an interesting juxtaposition for people who had just buried Aretha to see her in all that vibrancy and all that life. And when it was done, the whole family were so excited about the movie.
Often during awards season, film studios throw high-dollar parties to woo potential Oscar voters. Elliott says that instead, he wants to honor Franklin's legacy by encouraging people to give to causes close to the Franklin family, like the Poor People's Campaign and the effort to restore clean drinking water to Flint, Michigan. Amazing Grace starts at 4:30 this afternoon at the Wheeler. Academy screenings run through Sunday. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.